Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we're talking about tasting notes today. When are they useful and when are they not? And tasting notes are these descriptions that winemakers provide when you're tasting and also that occur on the back of certain bottles. What flavors the winemakers think you should taste when you taste these wines.
It's a relatively new phenomena for the general public, I believe. Probably when your dad was buying wine in the 60s, there was nothing written on the back saying it had robust flavors with hints of vanilla that were going to pair well with smoked salmon. It's just something that's really, I think, as the American public, we'll stick to our country, has started to drink more wine and wanting to learn more about wine and not really knowing varietals and really coming in on a ground level. So we see this on the back of wine bottles, and we see this in tasting notes if you go to a specific tasting. But you were at a tasting recently, and this is how we got talking on this topic. You were a little unsettled by the whole experience.
I was a little annoyed. So we're all there
annoyed,
tasting
unsettled.
The wine. Yes. And there's this whole paragraph, and the person who's conducting the tasting says, I get notes of this and this and this. And in the, I guess he must have read his own tasting notes or who's on tasting, because they basically agreed with the tasting notes that were there. But we're all there tasting the wines. So I think it's rather annoying to get the tasting notes before you taste the wine. Why not let us...
It's like knowing the ending of the book before you read it?
Exactly. Let's all experience this. Write down or not write down. Some people are just going to want to drink the wine. Some people will taste the wine. Some people will spit the wine. Some people won't. But let's let everybody experience this on their own level and then make their own notes. And some people will have big descriptions. Some people will have no descriptions, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought this would be a better way than telling people what they should experience. Let them experience the wine on their own terms. I think that's really important.
And I think there are always folks that will say, and rightly so, I taste wine. I taste grapes. That's totally legitimate. It's sort of ironic that we're complaining about this given that we do our Monday morning show where we use all of the wine speak and saying it tastes like berries or smoke or whatever. It's a language that we can use to try to get across what this wine tastes like to you who have not tasted it. But sure, it can be ripe for parody, and sure, it can be more than you need when you're just having a glass of wine at home. You don't really need to go through your head and parse out all of the flavors if you don't want to.
But one nice thing about seeing it on the bottle in the wine store is if a description says it has vanilla and toast, that wine was probably oaked. If it has a bold fruit flavor, probably it's in a New World style. Maybe if it has minerals, it could be in an Old World style. Right. They're nice little hints you can get
little
from
markers,
those things.
Yeah.
Exactly, which tells you, this is the style of wine I like, or this is the style of wine I don't like.
Or this is the style of wine that's going to pair really nicely with what I'm making for dinner tonight, or not.
Mm. Exactly. So like everything else, tasting notes are useful and not useful, but never forget and never be ashamed that you're the pilot and it's your palate that matters, not what somebody gives you in a paragraph which says that it has a nose of this or that. You decide whether this is a wine for you or not.
Well said.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Power to the wine tasters.
Cheers.